what's happened is that the marketing of drugs to physicians has become so intense. There is an army of 70, 80,000 salespeople, men, young men and women mostly, who go door-to-door to physician offices, peddling medicines for the drug companies. And this has a huge influence on the prescribing patterns of physicians, as you would expect. And so one of the major drugs that they have been pushing in recent years are the psychotropic medicines, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, they're called. Prozac was the first one that got the most sort of attention, but there's been a lot of follow-on ones, Paxil, Zoloft, and other things. And things that used to be sort of either A, common ailments, you know, minor depression, are now treated like major diseases, so they're being overprescribed for that. And you also have a whole host of physiological problems that may be causing some of these underlying problems, which sounds like your situation, in which people then sort of see only the symptom because they're being talked to constantly by the salesman about those symptoms, you know, and so they don't look for the underlying causes. So I think that your situation, it's fascinating because what it suggests to me is that you may well have been a kind of victim of the over-marketing of drugs. In other words, here's a drug. It's sort of like we see if you have a hammer, everything starts to look like a nail, right? So the doctors have this hammer of these antidepressants, and so everything looks like depression to them, even when it might be an underlying physical problem. And so they don't do their jobs, which is just to really look for the causes of disease. I think in some senses you were a victim that way of the drug industry's marketing.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your call. Let's go to our wildcard line. Welcome to the program. Hi there.
Hi, this is Jeff from Youngstown.
Hey, Jeff. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm a first-time caller, and I want to let you know a lot of people here in the Ohio love to go up to Canada to get drugs because they're a whole lot cheaper.
I don't blame them.
And but from the Mahoning Valley, it's not that far. I used to live in Ohio, so I've been to Youngstown. I love the town.
Yeah, and the thing is, of course, if it actually becomes a thing that everybody can do, of course, the drug companies won't market to Canada like they're marketing to them now because they want the profits from the companies here. And with what the gentleman was just talking about people going on Prozac and all these drugs, I used to sell health insurance. And what people don't realize is they go in with a little something, and the doctor gives them that pill and says, here, this will make you feel a whole lot better, and it really does. If they stay on any drug like that for 6 months, they are what is called uninsurable. The insurance companies will not insure people that are on those drugs.
Well, several points, I think, about the behavior of the insurance companies and all of this is, I think, another classic case where we've had market failure. You know, the insurance companies compete with each other in order to sell health insurance. And so rather than having one central insurance system the way most countries have it, we have this competitive model where all the insurance companies are competing to sell health insurance to the public. And as a result, they very logically, from their vantage point, have a self-interest in not insuring the most expensive patients. It's what's called, again, I don't want to throw out too many economist terms here late at night, but it's selection bias. In other words, they will select out people who, you know, might cost them a lot of money. So, of course, these are the kind of people that in the long run fall into the class of the uninsured or because they may, you know, lose their jobs, but also simply because if you have health conditions that cost a lot of money, nobody wants to insure you. And that's a major failure of our health system. So rather than the insurance companies sort of playing their intermediary role of trying to get the suppliers to provide cheaper prices, what we're seeing rather is the insurance companies competing by trying to figure out who are the least expensive people to insure and let's go after them as a market. Again, you know, it from their vantage point, which is their bottom line, it makes perfect sense. And, you know, I'm all for companies making money. But when it comes to healthcare, we can see the kinds of problems that this can cause.